I guarantee you, you're going to think about your ex and go, you know what? Our breakup wasn't that bad. After you hear some of these stories.
Hashtag
it's 99.7 DJX. We're talking crazy ex stories. We just had this in the news where a woman in the UK, she had to get a 2-year restraining order because she kept sending and harassing her boyfriend's ex by sending videos where she farted into her phone and laughed.
That's insane.
That is
insane. Like, you have the guy. Leave it be.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this was literally in the news too. Woman named Sabrina arrested after allegedly throwing a brick through her ex-husband's window.
Wow.
Here's the thing. She denied. She was like, nope, wasn't me. Two things. One, she was caught on video doing it. And oopsies. The brick she threw was a commemorative brick that had their first date on it back in 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like
she didn't
just choose a brick off the ground. She chose a commemorative brick.
Wow.
That literally implicated her in the crime. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy ex stories is what we're talking about here on 99.7 DJX.
Josh says, my girlfriend told me the week before I went to college that I got her pregnant, knowing that we were not going to date long distance.
Ooh.
She sent me a picture of a stock photo pregnancy test she cropped that was positive. I literally just Google searched positive pregnancy tests. It was one of the first ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I made her come over and take another one. It was negative, so she left.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, at least if you're going to take a stock photo, at least do a little digging, go a couple pages deep before you
choose the first one. That little plan to trap him was going to, it had a shelf life, and it was going to be bad.
And that is a terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
That is a terrible joke to play on anyone.
Faking pregnancy, no, no, no.
Kendra said, my ex told me that the only way he would agree with breaking up with me as if it were his choice. Anyways, going back to Kendra. Breaking up with me is if we remained best friends and he was allowed to continue to live with me. He told me that any other guy I dated after him had to be 100% okay with this or else I couldn't date him.
Well, he knew no guy would ever be okay with that. So he was like, listen, that's fine. We can be broken up, but we're still staying here and we're best friends and it's going to be great.
Oh my gosh.
Psycho. David said, my ex found out my new girlfriend had piercings.
Uh-huh.
Completely normal response. She gets piercings, shows up at my apartment, climbs up to my balcony, and waits for me to come home topless.
Wow.
Not weird at all.
Hey, look, I got him too.
Oh, hey. Oh, so you're into piercings now? Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. I got him now.
Oh, geez.
Psycho.
Yeah, these are the exes that, you know, you're no longer associated with, but looking back, you're like, you know what? That was some nutball behavior.
Oh, you're looking back now at my ex was pretty normal. You know, I'm just thanking the good Lord. We had a normal breakup and we just go our separate ways.
Yeah. You know, I mean, breaking up is tough any way you slice it. It's how you handle it and how you move forward. And sometimes it can be really rough in the breakup, especially if there's a gray area. There's cheating involved. There's things like that. Eric says, admittedly, I was the dirt bag that cheated on my ex-fiance and we broke up. But after I started dating someone new, she would just show up at these places like the grocery store or restaurant while we were there and pretend to faint.
Oh, my gosh.
It was super awkward.
Oh, listen, you can't fake like a sickness or a medical episode to try to win them back. That is never going to work.
Yeah, but Eric,
bless her heart, though.
Like ex-fiance? Like,
yeah.
To her credit, yes, maybe that's not how she should have reacted, but
no,
like,
but listen, just be glad you didn't marry the cheater.
Well, she she thought that she was spending the rest of her life with you, and then yeah. Anyways,
yes,
sorry. not going to go down that wormhole.
Exactly. Yeah. Amber says he took it upon himself to contact my parents and introduce him as my fiance.
Oh,
he was not.
Oh.
We dated for only 2 months.
Oh.
Oh, no, sir.
Crazy exes. Stephanie texts in, I didn't do it to my ex, but on our first date, his ex-girlfriend chased us all around Southern Indiana. I felt like that should have been a red flag for me, LOL.
But something tells us you stuck around for a little bit.
Yeah, that when the ex just shows up at places, that's like, okay. Anyways, we'll get to one more.
Oh, Maddie. Can we get to Maddie?
Sure.
My ex's roommate called me to come over to get my ex off the roof because he was going to jump and then became a dentist.
Oh, well, look at that. He got his
life
together.
He turned it around.
Yep, turned it around, got his life together, so that's good.
Wow.
Finally, from Rob, my ex broke my PS3 after I failed to tell her I was working late. She thought I was cheating.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
So, all right. There's a couple of things I think he dodged from getting out of that.
Anyways, good stories. Hopefully, again, you can look back on this, especially after hearing some of these stories, and go, you know what? My ex wasn't so bad, I guess.
Yeah, no, I was heartbroken, but at least none of that happened.
Right, exactly.